Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does one U.S. Congresswoman think about consumer protection, child tax credits, and more? Let's go in-depth with Congresswoman Cindy Axne. Hi, Congresswoman. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good, good. Hanging in there. Nice day. A little warm.
Is it? Okay. Well, good. I'm glad we're having some good, nice weather back there.
Yeah, well, how are you? Are we working hard? I see there's some new legislation coming through that we can talk about today. One of the ones that's sort of intriguing to me is the Allies Act, where we're hopefully helping some of our Afghan translators get to freedom and safety. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. You know, certainly when we went in to ensure after 9/11 that our country would be safe, and we went into Afghanistan to make sure that we addressed the impacts that we're facing there, we used translators, and we used a lot of folks to help our troops do their jobs safely, to be able to maneuver around in a foreign country where they really didn't have the understanding. And they've absolutely been there for us. They worked alongside our troops. They were critical in rooting out the networks that supported and perpetrated the 9/11 terrorist attack. So, you know, these are folks that we need to ensure that get some support. Credit is often given to these brave Afghan men and women for helping save lives and build communities, etc. And now the time comes that as we wind down our military presence there, that we've got to uphold those commitments to these trusted partners. So I'm proud to vote for this. It's bipartisan legislation. I think we all realize that we should support those who support our folks in service and our great protectors of our democracy. So it's a good bill, and happy to be supporting it.
Well, and so what's going to happen with the people that come over? Is there a plan for them to get integrated, jobs, et cetera?
Well, I think that's, you know, that would be left to find out. Right now, we're really just dealing with, pulling the troops out down the road and making sure that these folks can get out safely. They're really under threat right now. I mean, their families are under threat of death. And so that's number one. Let's just get these folks to safety that supported our country. And then we're going to have to deal with some of those other pieces, as you mentioned, too. I don't know what that looks like, but, you know, I think the first and foremost is let's just support the people who helped our country and make sure that we help their families.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Congresswoman Cindy Axne. Well, I don't think we've talked about this before, but you've been working with consumer protection. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. One of the most important things that I've been doing is to ensure that we're protecting people in Iowa's 3rd District. And so here's what's happening. I've got a bill, the Consumer Protection and Recovery Act, that I co-sponsored to pass out of the House, and we are trying to make sure that scams and frauds don't happen to Iowans. And if they do, that we recover the loss that they incurred. Here's what's happening. We're at a time where reports of frauds and scams are on the rise. A lot of this has to do because of COVID-19 pandemic. And we've got to make sure that our watchdogs have every necessary tool so that those victims of fraud are made whole again. And what happened is the Supreme Court recently took away the FTC, or the Federal Trade Commission's, authority to ensure that those bad actors who are perpetrating that fraud are forced to pay back their victims. They said, you're not going to be forced to pay back the victims. Well, they need to. You want to know why? Because the FTC has recovered more than $11 billion in just the last 3 years from these bad actors, including helping more than 65,000 Iowans get their money back. I'm standing up for these 65,000 Iowans and the 65,000 Iowans that will be scammed in the future and the 65,000 after that to make sure that the FTC has the authority to reimburse them for what they lost. You know, unfortunately, they go, scammers oftentimes go after older people and veterans because they know that older people and veterans have pensions and they have Social Security and things that money that they can easily get to. And so we've got to protect these folks. It's wrong, and I want to make sure that we make them whole.
Well, so much of it comes over the phone. How can I, like, for example, I got a phone call saying that the person was county sheriff and that they, there was a warrant out for me, but if I paid them $500, gave them my credit card number, they could make it go away. That happened on my phone.
And it's
just crazy.
That's exactly why we have to put these types of protections in place. You're so right. I had a scam call, I think, 3 weeks ago. We all get them. And unfortunately, too many people fall into the trap of believing that. We have trustworthy people in Iowa in particular. And so they're, you know, we believe these things in many cases. And or they're talking about somebody's grandchild who needs money, et cetera. And so we've got to do a lot to protect folks. And so this is just one piece. I've written and been involved in other pieces of legislation that really go after policies to put in place to protect consumers from things like what you're talking about, those scam calls. And I've done things to help support our veterans and our older Iowans to make sure that they're not falling into this trap. But we have to, you know, stop this. And I would tell Iowans, be cautious. Just be cautious whenever somebody asks you for something that you don't think is reasonable. Money, Social Security number, any type of personal information, information about your family, just be really careful. Credit card numbers, checking account information. We've got to continue to educate folks on the fact that there's a lot of people out there trying to take advantage of you know, people's kindness. And what happens is they're going to lose money, and in some cases, many people have lost their entire livelihoods. So watch for those types of things. And the more that we can communicate that, Bob, and I'm glad you're asking about this, and communicating this over and over is really important. Our Attorney General, Tom Miller, really has been a watchdog for this. And he, oftentimes, they will hold, you know, public information forums, as well as put things out on their website. And I would encourage anybody listening to, you know, go to that Attorney General site and get informed.
Well, this seems like a no-brainer. It seems like it should have happened a long time ago. And it seems that it should be bipartisan, is it?
It is bipartisan, but and I love that you said this seems like a no-brainer and it should have happened a long time ago. That's literally how I work. You know, I came out here, Bob, because I thought that so much of this stuff should have been different. And as I've gotten into this job, I've really realized that really just some of the pragmatic solutions, things that are just common sense, you know, really just require a pretty simple piece of policy to help us get there. And so that's what, you know, what I do. I look for things to fix. And in this case, the, you know, Federal Trade Commission for nearly 40 years now has been taking care of those people who have been defrauded and making sure that they are made whole. And this, you know, this recent ruling that just basically says they don't have the authority to do that anymore is what we're fixing, because we cannot have, you know, the FTC not be able to reimburse people for fraud. And so oftentimes it comes down to just some real common sense fixes, as you mentioned, to policy that's in place, and tweaking a word here or there makes the difference in the world for thousands of people across this country.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Congresswoman Cindy Axne. Now, recently, a bunch of friends have told me that they've gotten letters in the mail, this expanded child tax credit where they're going to be getting, oh, I don't know, a couple hundred bucks, $300 or so for their children. Can you tell us about this?
Absolutely. So this past spring, I voted to expand and improve the child tax credit through the American Rescue Plan. And as of July 15th, people in Iowa started seeing the benefits. For folks who don't know, the child tax credit was expanded. So we've had this on the books, but it was expanded from $2,000 to $3,000 and to send monthly payments of up to $300 per child. It was additionally expanded up to $3,600 for people who have kids under six. So what's happening here is that we're going to put money in people's pockets ahead of time, not waiting for them for at tax time to see if they get a refund. I don't want folks out there also thinking that this isn't a program that they might not qualify for. Here's the deal. 4 out of 5 children and families are going to in Iowa qualify for this benefit, and that means more than 600,000 children across Iowa. I'll tell you what, Bob, I'm a mom of two myself. I've seen firsthand the burden that working families face when they're balancing one, maybe two jobs even. Most of our families are two-parent working families, and they're still caring for their children. We know that this additional, what will be on average $3,000 to families, will help them cover those child care costs, those back-to-school supplies, swim lessons to keep their kids safe. All of these things that are so important that our families are really struggling to afford. And when child care is costing on average $10,000 per child, per family, think about those families who have 2, 3, 4 children. That's $40,000 out of pocket if your kids are, when you're at the most expensive ages when they're young. Let's help these families up front pay for those bills so that they have the money for their families to succeed.
Now, some of the critiques of this that I've seen call it socialism and putting more people on welfare, and it's some of the same people are for tax breaks for the large corporations, but I guess they don't want a tax break for the little guy.
I think you said it. I don't need to say anything else, Bob. You said it right there. Listen, this is a tax break for working families across this country. As a matter of fact, just so folks know, this isn't something new on the books. We've had a child tax credit, and as a matter of fact, the Trump administration had increased it as well. They understood the value of a tax credit for our kids and our families that have children. So all this is doing is expanding it to the level that it needs to be, and instead of families having to wait to get a possible tax refund at the end of the year, putting money in their pocket during the year. Guess what this will do? This is what I love about this. When we put money in people's pocket up front, it allows them to pay for their bills as opposed to going into debt and waiting, down the road to possibly get a refund that they, might not get. So what this means is they can pay for things without putting it on their credit card. They can pay. I talked to parents who literally said, this is the difference between me being able to buy my child some fresh apples or just giving them a bag of cheap chips. I mean, this is really where we're at. So let's put a few $100 in the pockets of our parents so their kids can eat fresh food, so that they can, get the support that they need, like I said, for child care. And to your point, put it in the hands of working families, because guess what's going to happen when we put it in the hands of working families? Instead of giving a big tax break to a corporation, those working families are going to go out and buy school supplies. They're going to go into, Main Street in Indianola and purchase those things. They're going to be able to buy their kid a pair of shoes earlier than they could have before they turn into holes in the bottom of them. That helps right there in Main Street. I know you got a nice shoe shop right there. I've been in there, and that helps them. That helps those workers on Main Street. It puts money in their pockets. This is a community investment piece here, because our working families are the ones who are literally purchasing items, constantly. And right now, they're buying back-to-school supplies. And this is also going to, help our families with that.
Well, and my understanding is a lot of women were impacted during the pandemic. Well, men and women were, but a lot of women took the burden and stayed at home. Childcare was so expensive. Some of this might allow them to re-enter the labor force, and their families will be even better off, and some of the jobs that we need filled will be filled.
Well, that's exactly right. And as a matter of fact, we had about 4 million women who left the workforce, and we're still down about 2 million women who've left the workforce and haven't reentered. And they need support. You're absolutely right. And when Iowa is one of the states with the most two-parent working families, it means we need to support those women, because those women support our families. And when our families have the funding that they need, they support their community. So you're so right. This will help with that.
Now, a lot of people are speculating on what you're planning to do, if you're going to run for re-election, if you're going to seek a Senate seat or the governor's chair. You want to share any thoughts on that today?
Well, what I will tell the folks listening is that my number one goal is to do as much as I possibly can for the 3rd District and for the state of Iowa. I have not made a decision on where that would best sit. There's certainly a lot I would like to accomplish for our state at the governor's level, and there's definitely a lot I want to accomplish out here at a federal level. So I'm keeping my options open, because what I want to do is just make sure that Iowa has the best representation for a better future.
Thanks to Congresswoman Axne for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.